The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
All right, so we've been bringing back some games at different times.
This is going to be chaos.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Of course it is.
I just previewed it.
It always is. We had a request. We played a couple of old games we hadn't played in a long time last week, and someone wrote in and said, a couple people wrote in and said, when are you going to play Octo Smash again? That is the game where we play eight songs at one time, and you identify artist and title of any single song from that by dialing in and calling 1-800-947-3979. It has to be on the phone, and you will get a lucky idiot account from freebeerandhotwigs.com. Now, this is tough. We've never done it with 11 songs before.
No. I can take three out.
So we took Octo and added three.
No, why?
Even better.
I take them out.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's three better.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's three more than we were asked for. No, 11 is the perfect number. 12 would be outrageous.
Yeah. A dodeca smash? Steve, are you serious?
It's never been done before, Steve.
Even this is outrageous.
I wish I hadn't seen this list. I actually like playing along, even though I suck at this.
Oh, that does suck that we all saw the list.
I didn't see the list.
I didn't see the list.
Other than I know one song that was referenced. We talked about it off the air.
Well, you can't pick that.
But I wouldn't pick that.
All right. So, Steve's going to play the 11 songs at the same time, all pruned from the list of songs from 1999 that one publication said stood the test of time. Rachel, you can. You don't need to screen anyone. You can just put their name and put them on hold. You don't even need to do that. Okay? Hendeka Smash. Hendeka Smash!
Look at the screen real quick. Look at all that.
Oh, boy. That is a lot of multicolored wavelengths.
All right. Ready. Here it is. Steve's going to play it. Identify a song.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Very ready.
Yeah.
What is it called? Hendeka Smash?
Hendeka Smash!
Hendeka Smash. Here we go.
I don't think I could get one.
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Chaos. It's just chaos.
I feel nauseous.
It's so weird, though. Every now and then you hear, like, nine of them cancel each other out.
Yeah, every once in a while. Something will peer through.
Really bleed through.
Okay. Yeah, that did not happen for me.
Hi, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. What are one of the songs you heard on Hendeka Smash? Rough start. Hi, the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show. What's your name?
Chuck.
Hey, Chuck. Did you recognize any of the songs in Hendeka Smash?
Did you, Chuck?
Yes.
Which one?
Right. Yes. Every Morning by Sugar Ray.
Steve, was that one of the songs? Hey! Chuck, you're a winner. Hold on. I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use
it for the weekend or a one-night stand. So this is, they consider this standing the test of time, huh?
What the hell was that?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like a pinball machine.
You think we're getting bleed or the phones are weird again?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
It was a pinball game.
I wonder if that was.
Oh, it was in the game. Yeah,
yeah. Maybe is it from the actual music video? Maybe.
Yeah, Sugar Ray liked pinball.
Okay. Yeah,
I remember now.
Yeah, everybody always talked about that. Oh, Mark McGrath, what a pinball wizard!
That guy, he loves pinball.
All right, Steve. Okay. That makes it.
All right.
Deca Smash.
Do I start it from the beginning again?
Yes,
I think I have to.
Yeah, I think you would have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I don't know how that guy got one of them.
I don't either. I mean,
I don't either.
All right, Jordan.
Wow. Good God.
Jordan, welcome. What is one of the songs in Deca Smash?
My Own Worst Enemy, Lit.
Yes, but you have to say it in a way that Free Beer would say it.
Can you do that, Jordan?
Probably not.
Probably not. Okay. Mm-hmm. Here it is.
My Own Worst.
Yeah, that's my worst. Yeah.
Here's Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
My Own Worst Enemy.
Alternative Rock Song of the Year last year. My Own Worst Enemy, Lit. That was voted the Alternative Rock Song of the Year last year.
Crazy how different it is. Forget about the things I said when I was drunk. I agree. This stands the test of time.
Didn't mean to call you that.
It is still great.
I like it.
Okay.
All right.
That's two.
Okay.
Down to Nino Smash.
Nano?
What is it?
Nocto Smash.
It'd be Nana.
Octo plus Uno Smash. Here we go.
Noino Smash.
Okay, Steve, stop it.
God. Wow. It sounds like death metal.
Hi, the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show. What is your name?
Devin.
Hey, Devin. Devin, give us one of the songs in Octo Plus Uno Smash.
Lou Bega, Mambo Number 5.
Wow. What are these, wizards?
I actually thought this song was older than that.
And cooler.
Than the 90s? Oh, wait, this is
1999.
I thought this was like 96. But I guess not.
No, 96 was Mambo Number 3.
Oh, that's right. You know a song is catchy when you kind of bop to it, but you hate it like I do. I hate that song.
Yeah, agreed. I was right there with you, Joe. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Time for Septo Smash. Wait, no, we're down to Octo Smash.
Octo Smash.
Octo
Smash.
Octo Smash.
The original Smash.
Let's hear Octo Smash. I think there's one song where it's just a guy hitting a spring. I can't.
Sounds like
I can't hear anything. All I can hear is boom, boom, boom.
That's all I can hear too. Sounds like fun, like nightmare funhouse
like
music.
I'm trying to get cut through it with my mind, but I can't.
Jesse, give us a song from Octo Smash.
Limp Bizkit, All About the Nookie.
Will we accept that?
That's not one of the songs.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. No.
Let's see. Chris is in Hamilton, Michigan. Chris, what's one of the songs?
Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin.
Oh, there it is.
What a great
song.
This,
I would have guessed, was earlier than 99, too. I like the song.
This is a great song.
It's good, yeah. She's into superstitions, black cats and voodoo dolls. I feel a premonition, that girl's gonna make me fall.
All right, well done. It goes on hold, gets a lucky idiot account. Might end up being our idiot for idiot trivia tomorrow. All right, now we're down to Septo Smash, Steve.
Septo Smash.
Septo Smash.
Septo Smash.
Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yep.
Okay, Kelly.
Forgot about Dre.
I'll give you credit. It's still DRE is the sound. Name of the song.
Hot Wings. I have a different one.
Don't worry. This is the edited version.
Okay. Snoop
Dogg and D.I. this song.
I love it. Guess who's back? Still doing this. Andre. Oh, for sure. Yeah. Oh, for sure.
That takes us down to Sexo Smash, which I don't remember that is.
Sexo Smash.
Sexo Smash.
Or Hepto Smash.
Is that, no, it's Sexo Smash.
Sexo Smash.
All right, Hot Wings. I believe that Hot Wings chimed in. What did you?
Oh, I definitely heard Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. Yeah, that stood out. This one definitely stands the test of time. They got a new one coming out.
I saw that, yeah.
Just in time.
This one's tough. Turns out in 99 we were really into Latin beats.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah. Lou Bega and Ricky Martin and this.
All right. Now we're down to Quint Smash. I don't know if that's right either.
Yeah, that way.
Pentasmash. Pentasmash. That sounds way better. Pentasmash.
In that case, yeah, we kind of vacillate between the two prefixes.
Vacillate.
Pentasmash. Ooh. Yeah, how about that? Pentasmash.
I got a thesaurus.
Let's beat you. Let's beat you up, nerd.
You know, get words.
Get him.
All right, Quint Smash.
Penta Smash.
Penta Smash. Penta Smash.
Kelly. That's my girl.
Did you only play one song that time?
Isn't that crazy when you because a lot of these wavelengths cancel themselves out, so you actually physically can't hear them. And when you take one out, dang.
It's Britney, bitch. Hit me, baby, one more time.
All right, Steve. Quad smash. All right. Everybody on the show, you're out again?
All right.
Quad smash. Let's get three more listeners at least. Quad smash, Steve. All right, that's...
Oh, Kelly.
Wow. God. That really...
All right, this seems very doable now. Hi, the Free Beer and Outwick Show. What's your name? Hello.
Oh, they dropped.
Loser. Oh. Hi, the Free Beer and Outwick Show. What is your name?
Brian.
Brian, give us one from Quad Smash.
Britney Spears, hit me baby one more time.
Oh, no. Party. Somebody beat you to that one. Sorry.
Yeah. Day late and dollar short.
Who's this?
This is Moose.
Hi, Moose.
Hi, Moose.
Moose, what is a song in Quad Smash?
Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication.
There you go, Moose.
You got it. You picked it. One of the quintessential Red Hot Chili Peppers songs that I just go. I have no idea what the lyrics are to this song. Little girl from Sweden dream of silver screen flirtation. And if you silver screen flirtations,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah. Acacia. It's about Charisse Brampton. What's her name?
KTLA. Lady.
Serene Branson.
That's right.
Yeah,
from the Bertation Station.
What did I say? Chartreuse Branch Lady?
I don't know.
There
was something in there. I mean,
wait, all right, try smash. Here we go. Well, there's one in there I just can't figure out. Real prominent.
It's hard to tell in the first 1 second.
Mikey in Wichita Falls. Mikey, what is one of the songs that's in there?
Blink-182, All the Small Things.
I didn't hear it.
Yeah, I don't know. I only hear an airliner.
Man, that one just blasts.
It does.
Good job, Mikey. Hold on.
When you combined them, though, like right in that first phrase, there was like a guitar solo from something else that actually kind of worked.
I know.
I was like, that sounds cool. Small things,
true care, truth brings.
I'll take one. All right, now it's by Smash.
God, they're such a whiny band. I just have never liked that band.
Waiting. I just sound like the Apparently Kid.
Pretty much.
I'm miserating.
Well, that was Travis Barker as a child.
Yes.
I ain't watched the news.
All right, duo smash or bye smash?
Bye smash.
Bye smash.
Bye smash. Let's be the best
performance. I know what that the video. I love that video.
Oh, wow. When will they go for me? Okay. This actually is like the best unintentional mashup we've ever done. All right, who's this? What's your name? Hello, welcome.
Hi, it's Gabe.
Gabe?
Gabe.
Okay, Gabe. Gabe, what's one of those two songs in Bi Smash?
One of the smogs.
Smogs.
Name the swamp.
I don't know if anyone said it, but the next episode, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Yep.
Yeah,
about 10 minutes
ago. Sorry, bud.
Yeah, by Gabraham.
Yeah. This is somebody in Flint. Hello. What's your name?
It's Poverty Steve in Flint.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Poverty Steve.
Poverty Steve, what is one of the two songs in By Smash?
All Star Smash Mouth.
No.
No. Unbelievable. No, no.
I mean, not even close.
No, it's crazy.
Not
what's
even
going on?
A little bit.
Hi. Nashville, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hi.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's one of the two songs in By Smash?
The Vaseline STP.
Nope.
All right. How can it be so much harder now?
I don't know. This is the first time in this whole thing where I can easily identify both songs.
All right. Caller in Pennsylvania. Hi, who's this?
I'm Shannon.
Hi, Shannon. Give us one of the two songs that remains.
Macy Gray, I Try.
There you go, Shannon. Yeah. Well done. Hold on.
Games changer than fears. When will they go from here?
I forgot about Macy Gray.
When will they stop? I believe that fate.
How many times do you think our friends Tucker and Judd have played this song today on their station
in Green
Bay? Because they're only allowed to play Macy Gray, right?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I heard. Factually accurate. Yeah.
I thought it was Jumper and Pud.
Well, they don't play this one, though.
They play deep cuts.
They only play B-sides.
Oh. Yeah.
Macy Gray's B-sides.
It's pretty weird.
What is their side? Their station? It's like it's B-side 103, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The best of Macy Gray from the 80s, 90s, and beyond.
Couple guys.
Just a couple of bros talking to middle-aged women, telling them how to live.
Hey, man, you know, like, we get it. We feel you, sisters.
All right, they say. Let's play Uno Smash. Yep. Time to play Uno Smash. See if you can identify this song. Show's in.
Okay, you guys ready?
Okay, yeah. Yeah. Hot Wings.
Go ahead.
Fatboy Slim, Praise You.
Yes.
Tonight's performance be the best performance.
This is the best thing Moby ever did, right?
Yes.
Well done, everyone.
I love this song.
I know, it's badass.
This is the song that our wedding party walked into our reception to.
It's a great song for that. Yes.
I
have to
celebrate you, baby. I was surprised that you guys came in like wrestlers, though, in a tag team.
Yeah.
I did not see either of you as big WWE fans.
Oh, huge fans.
Your maid of honor and your best man coming in as the British Bulldogs.
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, but
strange.
Bob giving Rachel the tombstone pile driver.
Yeah. That was great. She really took that blow.
Yeah.
She sold it, too. That was the beauty of it. It's one thing to deliver the blow, but to sell the punch and the pile driver. That's how you do it.
Yeah, she broke her neck.
It seemed like not her first time.
That's so crazy.
It was worth it.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.